And a great big Arizona good morning to all of our Arizona homeowners. It's Rosie on the house. We'd like to welcome you for the next 3 hours to the program that's designed to do nothing but help you in every way possible. In the first hour, we're going to stay out in the garden, in the yard, and anything you'd like to talk about concerning watering, irrigation, landscaping, fertilizing, trimming, edging, mowing, whatever it is, transplanting, you can give us a ring and ask us at 1-888-767-4348. Operators are standing by now in the office in the Broadcast Central studios of Rosie on the House, and that would be Julia, and she has extra help. All three grandchildren are running around her feet this morning, so it'll be an action-packed show today. We're broadcasting live out from the Maricopa County Fairgrounds for the Maricopa County Home and Garden Show, and we'll be getting reports from one of our staff, Miss Jules Holsgrave, who is actually down in Green Valley for an open house in Green Valley. So we're covering the entire state today for you, the Arizona homeowner. Of course, we've got John J. Harper here in this morning to answer any of the questions y'all might have about the landscape or gardening. And again, the number is 1-888-767-4348. As we open with the landscaping tip of the week, it's an excellent time to jump on the line now so you can get in early and get in first and get in fast. John J., what are you bringing for us in the way of the tip this week?
Well, it just kind of came with the weather.
Yeah.
And it just, as we start these nice, cool mornings and evenings and the longer, cooler mornings and evenings, and yeah, it was like 58 or 9 this morning. Woo-hoo. When I left the house
there's
to come down here.
There's something chilly about 59 after a summer of 100s.
Yeah, when a week ago or about a week ago, the low was 89.
Yeah.
So 30 degrees difference in low temperature in a week or 10 days, it makes it feel cold. Oh. Our blood is pretty darn thin, I think.
It was delicious this morning.
But it is. It's wonderful out. When the nights cool, the soil starts cooling, the air has cooled, the days are shorter, it just makes the stress on the plants that you're planting almost go away. That you've got this incubator soil that's nice and warm, and you've got this cool air mass. So the plant doesn't lose moisture out the leaves. It doesn't stress it from a moisture loss standpoint, but the roots are sitting in there in like an incubator growing. So you have the best of both worlds for planting trees and shrubs and vines. This is probably the best time to plant landscape trees and shrubs. We also now are going to start getting into fall color. Mums and marigolds and petunias. And I would hold off on things like pansies. Pansies like cold weather. They don't like cool weather. Geraniums maybe another week or so. Let's make sure it's not going to pop back up on us again. But you can start converting into, especially the things that people really think about fall, mums and marigolds and petunias and lobelia and alyssum. All of those things you can start planting now. Of course, we've been talking about fall vegetables. We've been planting fall vegetables for a month.
Okay.
But that continues almost all winter. The leafy things, the lettuces and the spinach and the chards and the kale and all the different greens, any of the root crops, carrots and beets and turnips. Time to plant all of that stuff. Again, the key to all of this, whether it's a tree, a shrub, a vine, a marigold, or a mum or a lettuce plant, is that soil has got to be amended. We've got to add organic material to that soil. We need to really add gypsum to kind of get the salts kind of neutralized a bit. And, of course, probably some type of organic or slow-release fertilizer to get some nutrients back in the soil. We've been watering and baking and abusing our soils all summer. The alkalinity's up, the salts are up, the organic material that you added last spring has all but disappeared. So really take a day or two and do a good job of preparing the soil. It'll be well worth it.
Now, on my lawn, as you know, I only plant a very small area in winter lawn. So I extend my TIF absolutely as long as I can.
Right.
Should I give it one more shot, a little fertilizer about now, and stretch her in as long as I can?
If you are not going to plant a winter lawn, then you should fertilize at least one more time. If you're going to plant a winter lawn, it's probably up in the air. I probably would not do it. However, I would I would probably delay the winter lawn for a couple more weeks. I see lots of scalping going on.
It started.
You know, of course, the golf courses, the resorts, the guys, the commercial guys, if I've got 100 lawns to put in and I wait till the absolute perfect day to do it, somebody's going to be really late. So a lot of what you'll see is guys scalping lawns. They're not seeding yet. They're just getting all the scalping done. If I'm a golf course, come October 15th, I want people playing golf on my golf course, not just being closed for overseeding. So they have to jump the gun a bit. For homeowners, we just figure about the 10th to the 15th, somewhere in there is usually about right. Although the temperatures this year might, you know, looking at the forecast, as long as those nights are in the mid-60s, we're probably good.
You know, in the way of fall color and fall edibles, I want to come to the defense of my friends at Arizona Highways in their last issue. It's Autumn in Arizona, Why It's Better Here Than in Vermont. Have you had a chance to read this?
I have not seen that yet.
Well, on page 13, they're talking about mushrooms, edible mushrooms.
Okay.
Unfortunately, they put a picture of a mushroom that's only edible when prepared a very distinct way.
Oh. So better know what you're doing.
And, and they have sent out, this is the first time in getting Arizona Highways for almost 50 years, this is the first time I've actually seen them mail out a corrective notice in the mail. So on page 13, it's pictured a pretty little mushroom, but I cannot pronounce it. A fly agaric?
I have no idea.
Yeah. It's red. It's beautiful. But it talks about, it's in the caption of edible foods, and they just sent out something and said, man, that mushroom is edible only when prepared a very specific way. It is not a pick and eat.
And did you actually read the article you were talking about? Why is it better than Vermont?
No, I didn't.
Because it's closer?
It's closer. It is. It's
I'll take that.
Closer. I love Arizona.
Oh, man.
Dearly. But there might be a couple of little pockets here and there that are like Vermont. You have the upper end of Sea Canyon up at the head of Christopher Creek is absolutely gorgeous.
Oh.
But it's just, it's a little pocket.
It's a little pocket.
If you've been to Vermont or New Hampshire, I've been one time in my life about this week.
Yeah.
Go.
You and Trina flew out there and rented a car and drove through all those colors?
It's as far as you can drive and as far as you can see, you about have a car wreck every corner because it's like, whoa, look at that. Whoa, look at that.
I was visiting with someone that just came down from the White Mountains last week, and they were saying that as you come down, you can actually see little bitty pockets of the aspens just now beginning to show color. And I don't know if you heard. You probably did. San Francisco Peaks got their first frosting of snow.
Somebody said last night or the night before last, it was supposed to snow.
Yeah, they got their first little frosting. So, boy.
Well, and you know, the colors on the leaves is not necessarily a temperature thing. It's a length of day thing that starts that. So this is about the time you will start seeing some color.
Makes it more consistent, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Jennifer, what have you got? You had something you wanted to cover?
Are we talking about
On this fruit saving experiments you've been running in the kitchen?
Well, yeah.
Our kitchen has turned into a laboratory, John Jay.
Well, just in...
with
in
signs, don't touch this, don't eat this, this has four more days.
Well, just in finishing up your harvesting for the summer or, you know, buying things in quantity maybe that are good value at the store, as far as vegetables go, they sell you all kinds of things that might help you to preserve.
Okay? Right.
So I've tried several of them.
Yeah.
Several of them make absolutely no difference. But I'll tell you, the one that we really liked, that really worked really well, is Debbie Meyer's green bags. And they are fantastic. And you can reuse them. And they're less than $1 a piece. And you put your little veggies in there and your fruit, and it will keep it. You know, and you go to the store and you buy stuff thinking you're going to be home, and then you miss a meal, and then things go bad, and you pitch them.
Now, I can speak from experience. On that bag, either listen to your wife or follow the instructions closely.
When all else fails.
It's
not guaranteed to last, you know, to make it last for a year. No.
Yeah.
We're talking about a week.
Two or three days or a week. Yeah.
When Jennifer went to go visit her grandmother a couple weeks ago, she had some fruit in that green bag, and I didn't read the instructions. I apparently possibly wasn't paying attention when Jennifer was telling me how to use the bag.
Okay.
I pulled fruit out of there, and it was horrible.
Yeah.
But apparently,
it's not indefinite.
It can overage in that
There's
bag.
Only so much of a good thing.
Yeah, but anyway, they're great. They're great.
So Debbie Meyer's green bag, are they available at the grocery stores, on the internet, Google?
I found them at Bed Bath & Beyond, if you want to just buy them in town. But, yeah, they're available on the Internet. Just they have a website or probably Amazon, whatever.
They come in different sizes?
Yeah, small, medium, and large.
Now, I saw some that you had in the refrigerator and some that you had out on the counter. What
well,
was
you keep bananas out on the counter, so you put them in the bag on the counter.
Okay.
Anything you would keep on the counter. Or if you have things you know, that you need to keep in the fridge, like eggplant goes bad so fast. But I put those in there, and they lasted, you know, a full week until I got to them.
Okay, so Debbie Meyer's Grease Bag. Now, what was that sticky thing that looked like a sticky rat trap that you put on the floor that you had on our kitchen countertop that you had bananas sitting on top
of? It's not sticky.
What is that?
It's called fenugreen.
Fenugreen? I don't think it made one difference.
It didn't. And it's won all kinds of awards, and they're flying out there behind. They're back-ordered. You have to wait for them. So I thought, man, these are going to be good. Everybody's using them. They didn't make a
darn
difference.
You know, I wonder if some of those tests... if they're done in parts of the country where they don't have air conditioning on, the houses are more moist, you got more humidity, they're not as dry. I don't know. You know, you just wonder because, you know, our houses inside even this time of year are different than anybody else's.
Well, that would count for the counter ones, but the refrigerator ones, you know, because little, they also said it works like if you put it in your drawer. So I had two drawers.
In the refrigerator.
Off limits, yeah, in the fridge.
Okay,
and
well.
Then, you know, you put your berries on
both.
I would
think a refrigerator is a refrigerator.
Yeah, I would think so.
Okay. Yeah, it didn't make any difference on the blueberries at all. Mm-mm. None. So, all right. So, Debbie Meyer's Green Bag, little, medium, and large, Bed, Bath, and Beyond.
Yeah.
Okay.
There you go.
So there's the tip. I'm telling you, Jennifer has
turned
our...
You got to grow the stuff to pick it first, so...
Jennifer
has
turned our house into a laboratory, that's for sure. And it's funny how when she reads Consumer Reports and tells them... I think she's going to get on the editorial board there and tell them all the things they got wrong.
There you go.
Hey, the number to talk to Rosie and John Jay about landscaping and gardening. Anything you have to do in and around your house, 1-888-767-4348. When we get back, we'll take our first calls. Load up now. It's Rosie on the house.